Enrique.
Enrique? Okay, gotcha. Thanks, William. Hey, Enrique. How you doing?
Good, good. How are you?
I cannot complain. I don't know if you caught my name. My name's Matt, by the way. So we're running Oak Hills Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, huh? Chula Vista?
No, actually. We're far from Chula Vista. We're up in Oak Hills.
Oak Hills. Okay. Are you still at 1629 Colusa Street, or is that address not the right address there?
No, that's in Chula Vista. The company's up here in what's it called? In Oak Hills, California.
Okay. Gotcha. So did you guys ever at one point at that address? Is that why?
No.
Okay.
Not really.
Okay. I gotcha. So we're at Oak Hills right now. Okay, so we're at the 6566 Caliente. Oak Hills,
yeah,
that
exactly.
One, correct? Okay, perfect, perfect. All right. So, I mean, I do see you guys have some Google presence. We have 99 reviews right now on Google. I mean, how's business been so far for you guys at this point?
It's been good. I mean, a little slow, but since it's starting to heat up, it's starting to pick up a little. So,
I see.
Can't complain.
I see. Okay. Gotcha. And how do you guys get, like, most of your work at this point?
Well, we used to work with Thrive, but it wasn't the best. So right now we're just going a bit of a transition phase with one of our, I guess you could call him a friend. We met through another friend, and he's going to be taking care of all of our marketing and website and everything that has to do with our website and all that stuff.
Okay.
For much cheaper.
Gotcha. So you already have a friend that is going to handle your guys' marketing and that sort of thing, okay?
Yeah, well, currently we're not working with them yet. It's just Thrive was not producing what we wanted and definitely
sure.
not in comparison to what we paid for, so we
sure.
decided to switch.
Sure. Well, the good news is, like, I mean, I offer a couple different things, right, for my clients. I do have several HVAC companies. I mean, I have electricians, you name it. I have all kinds of guys that are spending all kinds of different money out there with me. And the good news with us is we're here in Southern California too. We're in Orange County. We're by, Huntington Beach and Anaheim area in a place called Fountain Valley. And we've been doing this 22 years now. We're actually Google's biggest partner. Right? We're the biggest. We're a $3 billion company, right? And the nice thing about us, Enrique, is we actually work. So we can definitely get you the results you're looking for, right? And the good news is I can actually bring like a paper lead with Google as well to help you guys really grow your exposure and really help keep bringing in like more and more work. Right? Because, I mean, I do see that you guys have some exposure out there in Oak Hills, right? But I can definitely help you guys grow and, like, increase your radius as well, right? Because certain areas, obviously, you're not showing up, and in certain areas, you have a little bit of exposure here and there. So, you know, it really comes down to expanding your territory, right? So when people do search for, like, HVAC keywords, you keep showing up all over the place, you know, on that first page of Google. Now, do you guys go, like, to Apple Valley and, like, other areas too, or are you mainly just in the Oak Hills area?
No, yeah, we go Apple Valley. That's probably – oh, no, we also go to Barstow. That's probably the furthest up north we'll go.
Okay.
In terms of going
okay,
west,
so and everything in between. So you obviously cover, like, Victorville and all those other areas too.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right. Yeah, so definitely, I mean – let me tell you about my services, and then I can definitely tell you about one thing I know you guys would appreciate is the Google Pay-Per-Lead program, because that's something that, you know, a lot of companies can't offer you, only like premier Google partners can. And the good news with those pay-per-leads, those are the best leads money could buy out there. And the reasoning is you actually show up at the very tippy top of Google on that platform. Okay. So whatever areas that we want to put you on, so we actually get to choose the cities. So let's say you want to be on like Hesperia, right? We can have you showing up at the very tippy top on Google, not just the first page, but the tippy top on the first page. Does that make sense, by the way?
Yeah.
Okay. And the good news though is on those leads, you guys don't have to pay for bunk leads. Okay. So what do I mean by that? Well, first off, those come in the form of a phone call, right, Enrique? And you talk to the people. You obviously ask them a bunch of questions. You know, by being in the industry, who's serious and who's not, right? And the good news is, if it's a good lead, you pay for it. If the lead sucks, or it's, they're not interested, or, you know, they're outside of your service area or anything like that, Google's not going to charge you for that. Okay. So it's not a pay per call. It's a pay per qualified lead. Okay. I have a lot of HVAC guys that spend a lot of money on those leads, right? Because those are the best leads money can buy. And the next thing about them, why I like them so good, is Google doesn't share that lead with anybody else. Okay. So that lead comes exclusive to you, at least that phone call. Right. So, you know, unlike an Angie's or a Yelp lead or any of those other platforms, like, you know, they share those leads with like 3 to 5 different guys. Google won't do that. Okay. On this platform. Now they're going to be some money. Don't get me wrong. Right. Google's not going to, it's not going to be, there's no such thing as a cheap lead with Google. Right. But the nice thing is, they work and they can definitely help you scale your business to the next level. Okay. So if somebody calls you and they're talking to you, Enrique, and you're like, yeah, this guy's definitely serious, right? That lead's going to cost you $51 for that qualified lead.
And what is it? We have 30 seconds, or how much is it to determine before,
no,
or can we contest
there's
it
no
out?
No, 30 seconds. What Google does is they listen to the call, and because they have an AI robot, and they can tell whether it's a qualified lead or not just by listening to the call, right? So there's like no buffer.
We've had it in the past where they say it's a qualified lead, and then we have to go in and contest it because it wasn't.
Yeah.
And it isn't horrible, I mean, but it is kind of annoying sometimes when you have to go back in.
And our team handles any of like the disputes or anything like that. So, like, we actually handle all that for you as you being a client of ours. So the good news, though, is these leads are quality, right? They're not being shared with everybody else. Like, I don't know what other things you've tried, but, you know, a Google on the tippy top of Google lead, right, somebody that's qualified, that's worth, you know, $51 all day long, right? Because, again, it's a solid person. They're serious. They went to Google. So obviously they're looking for this type of service, you know. So the only time Google actually considers it what we call a billable call is if you get pricing over the phone or you agree to meet them in person. Those are the only two times that Google will charge that call.
Got it.
So you obviously you're careful during these calls, right? You're not just like giving pricing to everybody or going to agree to meet everybody, right? So, you know, on this platform, my guys have a really high closing rate. And what most of my guys do, Enrique, is they take a couple of these leads and then they turn it off, right? And then they work 2 leads really aggressively until one of them turns into a good paying job. And then they don't turn it back on until one of those 2 actually got them paid. Once they get paid, they turn it back on, they take 2 more, and they wash, rinse, repeat it. Okay.
Got it.
And
yeah.
So I have an electrician that spends like $40,000 a month with me on these leads. So I have like a plumber that spends like $15,000 a month with me on these leads. So the Google paper leads are the best leads money can buy. It'll literally transform your business to the next level. Why? Because you can turn these things on and off at any time that you please, and it gives you that filler when you do need the extra leads. Because I'm sure, like every other business, Enrique, your business fluctuates on a week-to-week basis, right? So having these leads when it's a little bit slower, that's when they really come to shine, right? And then I have some guys that run it wide open. Like, you know, I have an electrician right now in Florida, right, that has, you know, 15 vans and trucks and all that, and he runs these things, like, wide open. So, you know, it comes down to ultimately what you're trying to do and kind of your guys' goals. So let's talk about that for a second. I mean, what is your guys' goals this year for the business? I mean, obviously you got rid of that other company. Tell me about what you guys are trying to accomplish at this point for the business.
Sorry, what was that about the other company? I didn't get it.
I said, obviously, you guys got rid of that other company, right? So, you know, my question to you guys, I mean, obviously, it sounded like they weren't getting you the results you're looking for. I mean, what are you guys trying to accomplish this year for the business? Like, what do you guys want to see in your marketing? Like, what do you guys, are goals like in terms of getting more leads? I mean, talk to me a little bit more about that.
Well, in the past, we've had, I guess you could say, just a little bit more consistent call volume. Mm-hmm. Right now, I guess it's not really much of a problem just because of the weather and given that it's about to be a high season. Mm-hmm. But more for those slow months, like you said, that it'd be nice to have a few extra calls. Mm-hmm. And just have more, overall, more action and more volume, call volume and job volume.
Sure, sure. And like anything else, you get what you spend. Right. So,
yep.
You know, I'm always honest with people, Enrique, and that's the one thing you're going to get with me. Guy, I have 1400 clients, you know, all throughout the U.S. I have all the big boys all the way up to $50 billion companies down to, you know, guys that spend only a couple hundred dollars a month with me, you know, and the one thing I always tell everybody, you know, if you want to scale, you can't be afraid to spend money. Right. And I say that very respectfully because, you know, even if you hire your friend, right, to help you with the website and help you with handling all your marketing, right, that's still only going to do so much, right? Because if you're not putting money into marketing and getting leads, you're only going to get so far, right? And that's why, you know, what I do is like I have a package for everybody, right? And the cool thing is my basic package, Enrique, will get you results, okay? But it only is going to take your business so far, just like everything else, right? So my basic package, we focus on a couple things. First thing is we focus on the keywords, right, in your area to keep you on that first page, okay, right? So that you continue to get, you know, a nice 20 to 25 mile radius bleed out, right? But that's obviously on the map section, right? And then if somebody doesn't call you, we run what they call a retargeting ad. So let's say somebody in Hesperia typed in HVAC company, right? They see you on Google, but they don't call you, okay? Well, what we'll do is we'll take an ad that we create for your business, Oak Hills, right? And we will run that ad on Facebook. So when that person logs on to Facebook, they're going to see that ad because they specifically typed in an HVAC keyword. So we'll run a targeted marketing campaign on Facebook for the people in your area that are looking for HVAC companies to motivate them to call you in addition to Google. Okay. So why Facebook? Okay. Well, Facebook is actually the second most visited platform besides Google. Right. So we want to make sure that we're not only dominating there, you know, but we're actively getting clients, right, off of Facebook in addition to Google. Okay. So that's something that comes with my basic package. We spend $100 a month on that, right, to start. And it's very effective in terms of bleeding in calls too, in addition to being on Google. Okay. So. Let's talk about, you know, the paper leads a little bit more, right? Now, let me ask you, is that something the paper leads would be something you guys would be interested in?
I mean, we've done it in the past, and it's okay, but we haven't, okay. I mean, it's just
not. But
did
you do the Google product, or did you do, like, a different version of paper leads?
Google product.
Okay. And what was your, and you said you had to dispute a lot of that, right? So the company that was helping you with,
And there's a lot of times where there's people that just fish for prices and I guess they could say that's their job. So they don't do it and they're not going to be fishing for jobs sounding like they don't know what they're doing. So it's kind of annoying. And then contesting those calls sometimes is hard because it seems like an actual call.
I gotcha. So did that bring any money? Like, were you making money versus spending money on that platform? Or did you not, like, or what ultimately transpired for you guys on that?
We definitely got some good leads and whatnot, okay. But in between that, there was also the hassle of having to contest
okay.
inaccurate calls and
okay. Were you having to do that yourself, the inaccurate calls? Like, or was that...
Well, at the end of the day, we're the ones who are taking the calls, so
okay.
when we would take a call and then notice that it wasn't really a quality lead and pretty much hang up or whatever it is, and then we'd see that we got charged for it on Google, then we'd have to go through
okay.
and...
Because one thing about us, you know, we've invested a lot of money, Enrique, in technology. Okay, so first off, you know, our system and our platform is very, very simple, right? It knows what's going on. It knows if you gave pricing. It knows if you agreed to go meet somebody first and foremost. But any of those other parameters, it's very easy for our team to contest any bunk calls on the pay-per-lead program, okay? So that's one thing that we provide that a lot of companies won't provide for you is I actually assign an account manager to your file, and that's their job is to handle all this grunt work, right? Stuff like contesting the calls, stuff like, you know, making sure that you're getting us all the paperwork, making sure that our team's doing what we need to do to keep making the necessary tweaks along the way so that you keep getting more and more success. So, you know, one thing about us is we don't like make you contest any of those calls. Just because you're taking the call doesn't mean it's your job to have to contest it. Now, other companies, yeah, they put that responsibility back on you because they don't want to do any work, right? They don't want to like retain you as a customer, right? So your job is to handle the leads, service the business, right? Run your day-to-day business. Our job is to make sure that you're successful and you stay with us, right? That's why a good marketing relationship does work these days, but everybody's obviously got to do their job, okay? One thing I will say is this, okay? It's about standing out too, right? One thing I will say and why, you know, I really focus Enrique on some details is, you know, really, like, how do you stand out on Google? Like, you guys are on the right direction. At least you have the 5-star reviews. Really, really good. I mean, you're at 99 5-star reviews right now. That's very, very impressive, right? I normally don't see that when it comes to people that I talk to, right? Because most guys, you know, they're lucky to have 20 5-star reviews. So you've been very on it. How have you guys been getting those 5-star reviews? You've just been telling your clients or sending them a link, or what have you guys been doing to, you know, boost those reviews up?
I mean, honestly, I'd say those 99 are probably it's nice to have them, but I feel like it's on the lower end. But it's usually just from text messages that we have, automated text messages after their appointments.
Sure.
Our technicians also have sort of scorecards with QR codes that
sure.
help them
sure.
just ask for those reviews.
Sure.
And we're also working with our CRM to have a new sort of more integrated way so that the customer, regardless of, because right now, if we have to send a text, that sends them to the Google page. But with the
yeah.
CRM we will most likely be moving into, the link that they provide for the review will automatically publish to Google and Facebook both. So we don't
okay.
have to really do much work.
Okay. Now, will the CRM send out the text automatically, or do you still have to kind of like click a button to send out the text?
Well, it's not automatic just because we don't want them
yeah.
sending, sporadically. It's just as soon as the job is complete, whether it's the technician or myself who
yeah.
marks the job as complete, then that text message gets sent.
Okay. That's pretty cool. We actually have something built into our system right now, Enrique, that does that stuff for you guys too, that sends out the automated text. I just sent you a quick text. I want you to click on this real quick. Okay. I want you to see one of my clients. They're called Lewis Pest Control, okay? And I use them a lot as an example of why it's important to stand out on Google. Because everybody has, Enrique, a business name, a logo, reviews, right? But really, there's one thing that I want to point out, and that is super important, and it's the little details. So once you click that, let me know when you see Lewis's pest controls.
Yeah, got it open.
Okay. Do you see the photo of the guy standing in front of their van?
Yeah.
Okay. That to me is super important, right? Because that detail, right, has really benefited that company tremendously. I took those guys in a matter of a year from one van to 13 vans. I've taken them from, like, barely making money to now they're like a $3 million company now, right? So it's very, very impressive what we've done for them, right? And it's simply by the details, right? Obviously, they're over 100-something five-star reviews now, right? They got that in a matter of a year. That's very impressive. Number two, they have that photo, right? And the one thing I can't stress enough is you should get a personalized photo, right? Because we can put that on Google. We can put that on your Facebook ads that we run. And we can really, like, use a photo of you guys, right, all over the place to really broadcast your guys's, photos so that people call you over the other HVAC companies they see on that first page. Okay? So why do you think that's important?
Well, it forms identity and it makes it so that when people look at the picture, not if it doesn't necessarily say Oak Hills or whatever it is, they already know with the color, the whatever's present in that picture.
Exactly.
Forms identity.
Yep, it puts that personalized touch, right? And it's so competitive these days right now, especially on Google, especially anywhere, right, where those little touches go the long way. So that's why I really talk heavily about this, you know, because it is the little details that really make or break you too. You know, let's get you to 155 star reviews, and I can definitely do it with my system, like no problem. You know, if I took Lewis, you know, over 100 now, five-star reviews in a matter of a year. I mean, just imagine a guy like you, you know, with my system. I mean, you could definitely get, you know, to 150 in a matter of months, right, with my system. And it's super easy to do, right, because once you input the customer's info, the system will take care of the rest, right? And the nice thing is it sends out a nice automated text message, hey, thanks for using our company. Please go ahead and click the link, right, to leave us a five-star review, and it's very, very effective too. So it's good that your CRM can do that. We developed that technology a long time ago to help our clients out to really, like, get those five-star reviews. But more importantly, it's about exposure, okay, because anybody can create all this stuff. Anybody can create you a website, but it's more importantly about, you know, making sure that, you know, you have – that exposure. Now, I am on your website. Did that other company develop this website, or, like, tell me more about this website? Did you guys make this website? Talk to me a little bit about what's going on with
the website. They helped develop it, but there are a few, it could be cleaned up a little bit, so
sure.
That's what the other, this new company is going to be taking care of, and is making it a little more efficient, more clear, and easy for the customer to contact.
Yeah, I'd be willing to give you a free website. And here, I'll send you an example of, like, what the mobile version would look like. And if you want me to – in fact, give me your email. What's your email? I'll send you what the website could look like so you can see it, like, on a computer. You can see, like, what a mobile. You can see what it would look like on an iPad. And I'll email this to you right now.
It's going to be Oak Hills, like the company, HVAC at yahoo.com.
I'm going to label this website. Can you pull this up on a computer?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. I want you to see, because it's going to show you all three different formats, right? And so you can see what it would look like on a computer, a tablet, and an iPhone. And we can really customize the website. But you'll get a gist. Like, I can make you a nice looking website. A website's just a digital business card. Honestly, nobody cares about a website, to be honest with you. The photo of like the personalized photo of you guys will help you more than anything else. I'll repeat that one more time. That personalized photo will do more good for you guys than any website and Twice on Sunday, right? And it's because, right, people don't care about your website. They barely look at your website, right? They might scroll through it real quick, right? But that's all they're going to do. They want to call you. They want you to come out. They want you to see what's going on. And that's how people are, right? So a website's a website. Anybody can make you a website. In fact, you can go on Fiverr right now, right, and get a website for literally like $100, right? So, you know, websites are dime a dozen out there. That's what I say. You know, but it's really ultimately comes down to getting that exposure, Enrique. So when people are looking for you, right, you guys show up. And then if they don't call you, what do we then? Right. And that's where that retargeting ad that I was telling you about will help you with that. So I'm going to go ahead after you take a look at that website too. I'm going to send you another email and we'll go over the pricing on all this. You can see exactly how that all breaks down.
Yeah, I'm looking at the website right now.
Okay. So that's something like we would tailor to your, that's just like a template, obviously, for you to look at, but we would basically tailor a nice looking website for you guys. Okay. We'll use whatever photos you want, right? My whole team will build it out. And like I said, I would be willing to give you guys that for your business. Okay. And I won't charge you guys for that. Okay. So the good news is you guys will have a nice looking website for it. Okay. And you guys already own that domain name, right? OakHillsPlumber.com?
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, we wouldn't have to obviously purchase another domain name. So that's good. So that'll obviously help you, growing like of your business so that we don't have to, you know, add any more costs or anything. So, yeah. But so, I mean, like you can see, like the website can really shine a little bit better. I mean, I would say our website looks definitely better than the current one you have, right? But again, a website is a digital business card, right? And if you don't like that particular template, like I said, Enrique, we can always design you a different type of website, you know, because websites are websites, right? So let's talk about HVAC, getting your company here. So I'm working on getting you this email right now so that you can see everything here because I want to go over the pricing with you because that's really what it comes down to. Right. And we can do that. Now, let's get this here for you guys. Here we go. How long you guys been in business over there in Oak Hills?
Since 2019.
Okay. Gotcha. Gotcha. And how long were you with that other company?
With Thrive?
Mm-hmm.
Thrive, I believe it was, I'm not too sure when the past owners were with them. But since
Did you take over? Is that what happened?
Well, I'm not me, but yeah, part of the new management team, they, in, what was it, August? So I'm not too sure how long the past owners had had it for.
I see. Is it just you that's running this business now, or tell me a little bit about
it? It's myself, another, what would it be, the field manager,
okay.
And then it's really just two office people, and then we have three technicians, not too big of a company, but.
Okay, but you're the actual owner,
we're definitely
right?
Trying to
it's your
grow.
Company?
No, I'm not the actual.
Oh, you're not the owner, okay. Do you make this decision, or who handles all this?
It's a team effort. I mean, no decision goes, gets, I guess, capitalized on without the whole team looking at it and giving an opinion. So it's just a,
a process of the whole team coming together, presenting whatever called in or whatever findings we got, and then just deciding as a whole.
I gotcha. Well, I mean, if you guys had our team with it, you know, you guys would definitely scale. I mean, no doubt about it. But here, I'm going to send this to you. Obviously, you're not the final decision maker. We are trying to find an HVAC company in the area because somebody did file off the first page here. So that's why you guys got a call today. You know, if you guys are serious, we can definitely halt calling other HVAC companies in the area until you guys can make a decision. But, you know, we are going to fill somebody on that first page. So let me just go ahead and get you this email here. And then you guys can talk amongst yourselves. And then we can schedule a call and we can just pick it up from there.
Sounds good.
All right, Enrique, I just sent this email to you, okay? You should be getting it any second now. It takes probably about 30 seconds, obviously, because there's stuff in it. But then let me know when you do get the email. What do you think of the website that I sent to you?
It looks good. It's nice, simple. I opened it both on the computer and the phone. And
mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yep. So simple, right? You know, like we can definitely, like I said, we can change up the photos. Like we can put like your guys' photo that you guys already have. We can change the colors up so we can make it look clean and simple, you know. Again, a website's a website. But I can definitely make something look that looks nice for you guys that you guys are happy and proud of. So let me go ahead and did you see that –
I'm refreshing and I haven't gotten anything yet.
Yeah, sometimes Yahoo takes a second. How open-minded do you think the team will be about looking into something like this?
They definitely – I mean, as a team, we like when we have other companies that say that it actually worked for them and give us a little bit of how it worked and their experience.
Sure.
That's something that – I mean, you can't beat real testimonies and overall just what does work. So that's something if you guys definitely have, it would be nice to look over.
Totally. We're obviously first and foremost, I mean, we have over 13,000 clients. Secondly, we have the biggest companies in America. We were on TV on CBS News. So you're going to see that as one of the videos. Extra Space Storage is the biggest storage unit company in America. They have 4,400 locations. That's our client. There's an electrician video that I put in there as well. That guy spends $40,000 a month with me. They're called Stingray Electric. You'll be able to see them. And then, Lewis Pest Control that we just talked about. He actually just recently did a video for my team. He's my personal client, and his account manager interviewed him and basically asked him, like, how we helped his company, how we were able to scale. He talks about how he tried other companies before us, and we were the company that really, like, took his business to the next level. So
nice.
You'll be able to see that as well. So, we definitely have testimonials. Again, we're Google's biggest partner, not by accident, but for a reason. So it's all there for you. Did it finally come through?
There we go. Finally got it.
Okay. So the pricing breaks down as this. First month, $549. That gets you all set up, right? $250 goes towards getting your account set up to be able to take the pay per leads and all that. We have to do a background check and all that good stuff, right? So that's basically why your first month's $549, and then it's $299 a month thereafter. The only additional thing that is in addition to the $299 is how many paper leads you guys take, okay? We do require, and it's part of what we do with Google, right, is that you guys have to do 13 lead batches, okay? So you'll prepay for 13 leads when the time comes after everything's set up, right? It's going to be a couple months. Basically, you'll prepay for 13 leads. That's a total of $663. You can draw from those 13 leads as quickly or as slowly as you guys like. And once you get through the 13 leads, then Google will auto reload that at 13 leads at a time.
Got it. And is it always 13?
Always 13. Correct. If you want to do more, you can, but it's a minimum of 13.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
that's part of why, we're going to manage that, and we're going to, basically dispute for you guys too. Right. So, you know, we're not here to, you know, get companies that only want to take like two or three paper leads, you know, every 3-5 months, you know. We want companies that are going to actually try and scale their business, right? And so we provide all these extra services to you guys at no additional cost, right? Because, you know, you guys are taking so many leads. Right. And so that's part of why we're able to extend those services to you guys.
Got it.
So yes, you're going to get more for your money with us. You know, you're going to get more value. Right. And at the end of the day, you know, we're going to be able to scale you guys because that's what we do. I mean, we have $50 billion companies down to like companies like yours. So, I mean, Vivint, who owns the Utah Jazz Arena where the NBA team plays, that's our client. It's a big home security company. Right. So we have all the big, big boys and we have, you know, all the big electrical companies and HVAC companies all over America too, down to, you know, a handyman, you know, so you name it, I got them. But the thing about it is, you know, it's going to take it step by step. You know, the first step is, you know, let's get you guys exposure. Let's get your Facebook ads generating you guys business. And then over time, we'll start implementing the paper leads going, right? And that will all be included, you know, with our services on a month-to-month basis.
Understood.
So if you guys really want to grow, you're going to have to spend money. There's no doubt about it, Enrique. You know, a lot of companies, you know, don't spend any money or don't want to spend money, you know, but if you guys can have a healthy budget of eventually getting to, I don't know, $800 to $1,000 a month, I can definitely help you guys take your business to that next level.
Oh, no, we've spent money. It's just we want to make sure that when we spend it, it's going
it's
to the right thing,
yeah,
and
totally.
That's actually producing. Because
totally,
with Thrive,
totally.
I mean, it's felt like we were almost throwing – we're spending
totally.
Upwards of three or more, so.
Yeah, that Stingray, you see that electrician video at the top? Stingray spends over $40,000 a month with me. So, you know, it's definitely very doable to spend as little or as much money as you guys want with me, you know. I give you the full control, right? You know, your basic package will be $299 a month. That's going to be your basic, plus how many paper leads that you guys take in addition to that. So let's say, you know, you obviously have to prepay those 13 leads, but let's say, you know, out of the 13 leads, you took six your first month. So six times 51, that's 306 plus 299. Yeah, that month, these guys spent 605. Let's say the next month that you guys, out of the 13, you still have another seven left, right? But let's say you took three leads that second month, so three times 51, okay, because you're a little more busier, right? $153 plus $299. That month you would have spent $452 with us. So the cool thing about my basic package, that $299 package, Enrique, it does get really, really great results in addition to the paper leads. But it's only going to scale you guys so far, okay? That $299 ad spend, right? Yes, it's going to make sure you guys stay on that first page of Google, right? but it more importantly, it's going to run those Facebook ads of $100. Okay. That'll bring several thousands of dollars worth of work every single month. Okay. So thousands of dollars worth of work on only spending $299, definitely a good return on investment, has a great ROI. Okay. But is that package going to be able to get you $10,000-$20,000 consistently a month? Absolutely not. There's no such thing as that, right? As I told you guys, get what you spent, right? So that's where the paper leads are going to come in play to add that extra fuel to the fire, right? To really help continue to keep you guys scaling, right? And keeping you guys, you know, moving in that right direction.
Got it.
Okay. Now, based on our conversation, can you see how this would benefit your guys' company?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, definitely sounds a little better than the past. We've done this not only with Thrive, but also with another company.
Uh-huh.
But definitely sounds a little more well-structured and overall just
yeah.
Looks like
I mean, we've been at it for 23 years now. And one thing that I can bring to the table for you guys, in fact, I will text this to you. You're going to love this, okay? I've only given this out to 3 other clients. I'm not even joking. I'm not lying to you either, okay? Only given this out to 3 clients for free. And I'd be willing to give you guys this for your guys' company. We've actually invested $1 million already into a robot that can take phone calls. So it's very human-like, right? It's incredible technology. So I'm sending you the phone number that you can call and play around with it. Okay. And you'll see we have it set up for Steve's remodeling service is what we have it set up for. Okay. And what's really cool, is I'm be willing to give this to you guys. So when like, let's say after hours, if somebody calls or, somebody doesn't pick up the phone, right? This robot can talk to your people, answer questions, and schedule appointments. Okay? We would have to...
So you could integrate it to your CRM sort of thing?
I can integrate it. Yes, I can integrate it to our phone system, and I can integrate it into your guys' company and customize it, right? Like going specifically to your CRM, yeah, I'm sure we can definitely have, like, a API or something, or, like, if you have, like, a... like a talking system that can talk to your CRM, like a bridge. I'm sure our team can help work like with that. You know, I mean, we're only going to go so far, you know, like we're not going to dump too much money into giving you guys this for free either. Right. But yes, we will definitely give you guys this bot. Okay. Because I like working with HVAC companies and, you know, I think you guys would really love the technology. Okay. Like I said, we dumped $1 million into this. Okay. So when it comes to things, we're no joke, Enrique, when it comes just in our app, by the way, once you guys, you know, use our app too, our app has been so much money has been dumped into it because everything can be done on our app too, right? Like everything is accessible. All your leads, all your calls, by the way, are tracked. We know how many leads you get every month. Right? Because we're going to sit down with you guys and we're going to have a monthly call and discuss your progress. Okay. So we're going to be like, okay, you guys got 62 calls this month. 33 came from Facebook, you know, 42 came from, you know, Google, right? And let's go through the leads. How did everything perform? You know, what's working, what's not working, what tweaks do we need to make? Right. And so we're going to continually like help you guys perform better and better over time.
Got it.
Yeah. So like I said, I'm one stop shop. We do want to get somebody in this area though, another company, because there is placement right now. Anytime, by the way, a company falls off that first page, Google lets us know. So our company, what we do, and that's how we get all our new clients, right, is we just fill first page placement. Right. So anytime that there's a first page placement, like available for a keyword, our company will go in and we'll fill those spots. Right. Enrique to fill that position. right? Because Google releases that information to us since we're their top partner. So what I'm basically telling you guys right now is like, what?
This is for Oak Hills, California. Just want to clarify, make sure it's not the first.
Yeah, Oak Hills, correct. Yeah. Yeah, no, I had he had the wrong address on that one spot, but he was calling in this area. So no, I was just looking in the wrong spot there. But yeah, you guys are at the 6566 Caliente. Yeah, because we're calling right now in the area to fill an HVAC company.
Understood.
Yeah. So my question to you is, when do you think you guys can meet and make a decision? That's my main question. And if you want, we could schedule a call so that more people can discuss this with me. What do you think would be the best course of action, Enrique?
I mean, we'll probably get to it later today. It's just not – the whole team isn't in the office right now, but later today we'll all be together. So as soon as they get back or as soon as we're together, we'll look over the email and the information you sent us, and then we'll probably decide from there.
Okay. Perfect. Yeah, like I said, this is definitely going to give you guys more control over your ad spend, right? And it's going to really help you guys scale. And then you guys don't have to hire somebody, right, to do a website, you know, or, you know, handle marketing. Because at the end of the day, you know, when you guys hire these people, there's no guarantee that they're going to help you scale on Google, right? This is what we do. Right. We're a Google marketing company. We're Google's biggest partner. So, you know, when it comes down to it, we're going to really help you guys, you know, thrive, you know, in the future for everything. But yeah. So would you want to schedule another call? What do you think? Where should we go from here?
First I'd like to see just the information you sent over in the email with the rest of my team. I mean, like anything, it definitely has a price attached to it. So want to look over that, and then we'll go from there.
Yeah. Yeah. And like I said, we take care of the website, you know, so I mean, really it's $5.49 your first month, and then it's $2.99 a month thereafter. The only additional cost to that $2.99 is how many paper leads you take. Yes, you have to prepay 13 lead batches. Right. But you have plenty of time to get through those 13 leads. So let's say it takes you 2 months, Enrique, to get to those first 13 leads. Okay. Once you're done with the first 13, it auto reloads at another 13. Okay. So you can go through those paper leads as quickly or as slowly as you guys like. So that's the benefit too with us. You know what I mean?
Got it.
Okay. Cool, man. Well, just do me a favor. Just get back to me. You can text me. You can email me, right? Just let me know. I'm going to give you guys a couple days. If I don't hear from you, I'll definitely reach out, and then just so I can hear like a final decision, because the last thing I would hate to see happen is if this is something you guys are serious about, that my company fills it with another company. So, okay?
Nice.
Alrighty, sir. Well, I appreciate the rest of your time, and hopefully we can do something, and then maybe we can, you know, get another call with all of you guys together, and we can discuss this a little more seriously. Okay.
Okay. Sounds good.
You have a great rest of your day. All right. You take care.
Thank you too.
All right. Bye.